Hi, you're listening to Kate
and Catherine,
and we're going to show you how to find your Prince Charming so that you can finally live happily ever after, forever and ever.
No.
We are definitely not going to do that.
We are sick of that story, and it's a lie.
It is a lie.
You're listening to The New Truth, a modern woman's guide to extraordinary love.
We are going to show you how the fairy tale love story stops you from experiencing the love you truly desire.
Listen to hear how to break free from sacrifice and struggle in relationship.
And learn the new truth about love in a way that you've never heard it before.
We're so happy you're here. Keep listening.
Hello, beautiful. Kate Harlow here on a solo episode. I'm flying solo today and really excited to dive into this episode and this topic all about how to know when to leave a relationship, how to know when it's past its expiry date, when the time is right to walk away from something. And, you know, I think the biggest fear of walking away is the unknown, right? Walking, and I see this with clients in every facet of their life, leaving jobs that suck the life out of them, leaving relationships that are no longer aligned, leaving friendships they've outgrown. I see this fear arise. And of course, I've experienced it many times myself. Is that fear of the unknown, that fear of like, what if I never meet someone again? What if this is as good as it gets? What if there's no good men or women or whoever you're into left on planet Earth and you end up alone forever? There's so many fears. What if I make a mistake? What if I regret this later? What if my partner meets someone else? Right? And so many fears. So because of all of these fears around leaving the relationship, around making such a big, bold, courageous choice, that's really going against the grain, right? Because we're taught we're just all relationships are just supposed to last forever. That's the goal. And so if you're moving in the opposite direction, you're a rebel. You're breaking the rules. You're breaking the script and the story of where you should be headed. So there's so many fears that arise that keep women there and that keep women in that trap of the mind. Should I stay or should I go? We did an episode years ago called Should I Stay or Should I Go? So you could also go back and listen to that episode. But what the problem with this question is it gets us stuck in our heads trying to make the choice from our heads. And when we're making the choice from our head, of course, a lot of your thoughts are your fear-based conditioned mind. So if your reasons for staying are rooted in fear, then you're making it from your fear-based conditioned mind, right? And the conditioned mind is the mind that's been told you are a woman and you need to be in a relationship. In fact, you need to be married with kids and a house and a picket fence. And if you don't have those things, then there might be something wrong with you. And if you're single for too long, then there might be something wrong with you. So it's really the old paradigm of love that keeps us staying in the first place. If there wasn't all this expectation for women to be in relationships, if women were celebrated like men were for being bachelors and for being single, and if there wasn't this timeline of where we're supposed to be, or we didn't have all these stories that our lives are supposed to look like everybody else's, we would make our choices from a much more liberated, empowered place within ourselves. So that's what I want to start with. It's not your fault if you've been trapped in the confusion of should I stay or should I go, of I don't know if I should leave. That is so normal, right? It's the program around breakups. It's the program around relationships that keeps you there. But let's talk about the program around breakups for a second. Even that word, break up. I'm going to break up with you. I'm going to break something. And then you're going to go from being my beloved, being my husband, being my partner, being my whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're going to now be my ex. That is traumatic in itself, right? We go from being in a relationship with someone that we most likely care about. If you don't, maybe that's your answer and leaving is is definitely the next step. But on some level, we care about this person. Even in toxic relationships, you care about the person. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there in the first place. There's some reason why you got into this relationship in the first place. And so because of that, you know, going from having this person be a big part of your world, even if they're not showing up in the ways that you desire, they're not meeting you how you want to feel met, we still have this attachment to that person, which is so normal. And it is, a lot of it comes from not wanting to take that person and turn them into, like, it's almost like they die, you know, in the old paradigm of breakup. It's almost like, okay, that person is a complete write-off. They're no longer my partner. Now they're my ex. And now I'm going to search for the right one because it wasn't that one. And we almost like discount the relationship in our culture, right? This is my ex-wife, my ex-partner, and ex-boyfriend. And they get discounted as if it didn't even count. So in the new paradigm of relationship, in the new paradigm of breakup, in the new paradigm of life and just living life consciously, you get to choose how you end a relationship. And in my experience, in my 7-year relationship that I left a few years ago, we did so intentionally and so lovingly once I felt that clarity inside. And now my former partner is one of my closest friends. He feels like family to me, but there's no confusion. Because I was clear in my body that this was no longer what my heart desired inside of relationship, that this type of relationship was no longer what my heart desired. It served a purpose. So I was able to look through the lens of, what did I get from this relationship? How much value did this relationship bring to my life? Because every relationship serves a purpose. We don't have relationships for no reason, even when they're toxic. Perhaps the purpose in the toxic relationship is learning how to truly make a choice from your heart as opposed to from fear. And to stand with and for yourself and to lovingly walk away. Maybe that is the gift of the toxic relationship, that you were able to be in a relational dynamic that was hurtful and unhealthy, and you were maybe self-sacrificing and in fantasy, and you were able to clean up your side and say, you know what? This relationship is no longer aligned for me. I love you. Thank you for all the lessons, and I'm ready to move on. You don't have to say I love you, obviously, if that doesn't feel right. But being able to perceive the ending as a completion as opposed to a break, right? When we have to break something, well, that makes it so much harder to end. Rather than just looking through the lens of, oh, this relationship is complete. I'm complete with this journey. I'm complete with everything I've learned. I feel true in my heart, and I'm going to make this choice from my heart as opposed to from fear. So that's the first step, is really to look through a different lens, to see breakups as a completion, as an ending, so that you can become the next version of yourself that you're ready to become. So that's the first place I would have you look, is like, how am I seeing relationships? Am I believing that this relationship is a failure if it's ending? How many women say that over and over again? I hear that, like, oh, that relationship was a failure. I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to get divorced. I stood in front of all of those people and said, I want to be with this person forever. And now I'm a big liar. Now I'm a failure. And of course that comes up too, but ultimately you stood there and made a promise to your future self, not knowing who you were going to be or how you were going to feel. Right? So what if you gave yourself permission to change your mind? What if you gave yourself permission to get honest with yourself? Is this relationship still serving you? And, you know, before you even get to the point of deciding to leave, every podcast episode on The New Truth will serve you. And so if you're new here, rewind, go back to the beginning. But there are so many episodes that will support you in learning how to live from your own heart, learning how to feed and nourish your own soul, because sometimes in relationships, we blame the other person. And that happens a lot. And we think it's them that's causing us all this pain, or it's them that's missing something that we're wanting to experience. But sometimes, and I've had, I have a client I'm working with right now who is so beautiful. When I met her, she was just starting to separate from her husband. And since we've been working together the last 6 or 7 months, she has had such a beautiful awakening inside of herself. She's fully stepped into her power. She's fully reawakening her own sensuality, her connection to her body, her connection to living from her heart, slowing down, all the things we talk about on the New Truth podcast, living a life that lights her up, right? Reconnecting with her own aliveness. And in the journey of her doing that, her relationship with her former husband, who she hasn't separated fully yet, but they were living in separate houses, her relationship was re-sparked. And it's been the most beautiful thing to witness, because she's now inside of this relationship she's had for many, many years. They have 2 children together, and she's experiencing a completely different relationship. And it's not because he changed. It's because she's showing up differently. So if you're not taking radical responsibility for your patterns inside of the relationship, right, that's the first place to look, unless you are crystal clear that it's no longer aligned and you are absolutely certain in your body and you've been ignoring the signals in your body. This is the first place to look. Where am I in my patterns in this relationship? And where can I take responsibility for how I want to feel, right? If you entered the contract of the relationship from fantasy, if you entered the relationship from, oh my gosh, this man is so amazing. I feel so beautiful. I've never felt happier. And you got swept off your feet by him in the beginning or by her in the beginning, chances are you're probably looking at your relationship to feed something in you now, right? Because in the beginning it did. And so of course your saboteur mind is going to look back and be like, hey, you used to make me feel good and now I don't feel good. So it must be you, or it must be the relationship. And that's the trap of the old paradigm. That's the trap of the fantasy fairy tale story that leads us into an expectation that the relationship is going to keep feeding us. But if we are not feeding ourselves, the relationship will not sustain you long term. And also, that's not fair to put on another person or a relationship. So the healthiest relationships stem from 2 sovereign beings, 2 sovereign people who are fully in alignment within themselves in their own lives. And then they come into relationship and bring that into the relationship. So if you're in a relationship right now and you're questioning leaving, why don't you clean up your side of the street first? And maybe you've already done that, in which case I'll support you on the how to leave with love. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But the first thing you want to do is clean up your side of the street. What saboteur patterns have been playing out? Am I an expectation that you should be different? Am I blaming you for something that I'm feeling? Am I blaming you for no longer feeling attractive? Am I blaming you for accusing you of no longer feeling attracted to me? Right? If we keep looking to the other person to be our source, well, then we're going to be highly disappointed at some point, because they cannot be your source. You have to be your own source. So whatever it is that you're desiring to feel in relationship, and usually when we're at the end of relationships, women start dreaming of their ideal relationship and that escape fantasy. So whatever your escape fantasy is, like, oh, I want a relationship that's deep, that's intimate, that's loving, that's present, that's connected. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel sensual. If those are your desires, then let me tell you this, my love, it is time for you to go on your own journey and awaken those things within yourself. Because if you are not present yourself, if you are not connected to your body and turned on by your life, by how you treat yourself, by how you talk to yourself, by how you love yourself, if you are not experiencing that internally, nobody can give it to you externally. You might get it in little hits externally, but it's like feeding a bottomless pit until you learn how to activate those qualities within you and are able to live from that place of your body being online, of feeling alive inside of yourself. So coming back to that client, that's what she's feeling in her life right now. And from us working together and her just making so many changes in her life and how she's treating herself and how she's honoring herself and making space for herself and following her truth and asking herself what she needs. And she has taken full responsibility for herself. And now her partner is seeing her so differently. It is the most beautiful thing. So that's the beauty of owning your side of the street first, because when you own your side of the street first, now there's possibility for something to shift. It doesn't, your partner doesn't have to be on this path too, in order for you to experience a shift in the dynamic. And yet there has to be there has to be a desire to do it, not to change your relationship, but it has to be for you, like you devoting yourself, you going on your own awakening journey of lighting yourself up and then bringing that new version of your relationship. Now, the caveat with that is usually there's a bit of a bumpy period where you're feeling different, but your partner's not used to you behaving in that way. And it can be a little bit of a push-pull in the beginning. But your job is to not sit and wait for them to see you different. Your job is to just be devoted to yourself and take your pressure off, take your attention off the relationship. Stop trying to figure it out, right? If you're having endless conversations with your friends about should I stay or should I go, that's one of the traps, because then we tell this story over and over again. What are the pros? What are the cons? What are the fears? What are the, and if you're trying to make this choice from your mind, you'll never make it, right? Or you'll make it rooted in fear, and then it's not going to serve your growth. It's just going to perpetuate more anxiety, more doubt, and more fear. How many times have you had an experience in your life where you've left out of fear and then you've questioned it, right? For a woman who leaves a relationship out of fear and is like, okay, I got to leave, and shuts down, right? Rather than leaving with love, leaving consciously and intentionally. When we leave out of fear, we question it later. We have doubts. We think we did the wrong thing. We try and get our partner back with from a place of fantasy, thinking that's going to make us feel better. That's going to alleviate the pain. Versus making the decision consciously. So when you know that you fully reclaimed all of those parts of you, that you have whatever you want in your fantasy relationship, that you are embodying yourself, right? You're not looking for someone else to give it to you, but you're embodying it yourself from that place. And if you're like, how the fuck do I do that, Kate? You can join me in my reclamation program. It just started this week. April till the end of June. This is exactly what we're doing, is awakening all of these repressed aspects. I'm also have the immersion coming up in Greece, and there's one spot left. So if you're ready to really go big, it would be a perfect time for that, because it's a great way to get clarity, to fully come home and reawaken all of those repressed aspects of yourself. It's so unfair, the pressure we put on relationships, thinking the relationship is the problem, when actually we've given up parts of ourselves inside of the relationship, and that's why we don't feel good anymore, right? How many of you have felt like, oh, I lost myself in relationship? How many times have you felt that? I lost myself in relationship, and you know, I need to leave to find myself again. Well, I have great news. You don't have to go find anything. Who you really are, what I call your heroine, your soul self, is inside. She didn't go anywhere. But what you need to learn how to do is let that part of you lead the way, as opposed to your fear. So that's where I would start. And then once you know that you are taking full responsibility for how you're showing up in the relationship, you've taken the attention off of should I stay or should I go, and you're back in your own self, you're back connected to your own world, taking responsibility for how you want to feel, and you know, cultivating more sisterhood in your relationship, more intimacy with different women in your life. This is the one of the most important things, of course, as we always say, is having that healthy community, healthy sisterhood to feed and nourish. Often, especially in heterosexual relationships, women are often wanting men to be women, right? Yes, there are emotionally intelligent men. I have one that I'm in a relationship with now, and it's so beautiful. And it still isn't what I receive from my female friendships, from my deep, nourishing soul sister relationships. And I imagine if I didn't have those, I don't know if I would feel fully satiated by one man ever, because it is the collective love and the collective support and the collective inspiration and creative sparks and collaboration that have me feeling so fulfilled in my life. So I don't need my partner to give me those things, right? We're really taught that in relationship, we have to get our needs met. And so much of that is coming from control. And often it's a little girl inside. And yes, we have to have standards. Absolutely. But in terms of getting your needs met, what if you were to meet yourself? What if you were to meet your needs fully within you, within your life, and then see what is possible in your relationship? See if something new blooms inside of your relationship because you're taking a different level of accountability and responsibility for your life. And, you know, the practice of learning to trust yourself, knowing that you cannot make a mistake. Here's another program. I mean, we just have so many fear-based programs. You know, if you think of your mind as like a library of cassette tapes or library of, a music playlist. Let me bring this to a modern metaphor. It's like a Spotify playlist of tracks that just play over and over and over again of limitations and fear that keep us from actually being bold and being courageous and taking risks. So when you know in your body, and I'm going to speak to the woman who knows in her heart this relationship is done. And you know, I keep hearing this story from different women in my world of, I don't want to hurt him. You know, this man loves me so much and I don't want to break his heart. So I'm going to stay, or I am having a very hard time leaving because I don't want to hurt the other person. What that is saying is, and that's another program, right? That you're responsible for other people's feelings. That's what women have been taught. But what that is saying is that your partner is not capable of handling their feelings. And that's also you trying to play the role of God or the universe or the divine or whatever you want to call it. That's like you trying to play the role of being in charge of this divine orchestration of what's happening here on planet Earth. Like as if you need to protect and save this other person. You don't, right? Whatever that person goes through, if you go through a heartbreak, if they go through a heartbreak, heartbreaks are one of the greatest catalysts for us getting really honest with ourselves and making big changes in our lives, right? How many people go through divorce and then completely transform their lives? That's 90% of my clients. They go through the divorce. They finally had the courage to leave. They knew they no longer could stay. And sometimes women leave it till the very last moment where they literally are going to explode and then they leave. Like you can leave at a sooner date. You don't have to get to that place. But then they have their awakening because it's such a massive catalyst and it's such a beautiful opportunity for change, right? If you've done things with someone for so long, what a beautiful time to come home to yourself. And here's the thing. Sometimes when we have the courage to leave out of not considering the other person, but it's not about the other person, right? When you're leaving a relationship, whatever happens on their end is their responsibility. You are not responsible. They are capable for handling their feelings. But what this action you're taking of leaving the relationship isn't for them. It's not even really about the relationship. It's about you and your life and your devotion to yourself and your devotion to living in alignment with your truth. So if you were to close your eyes right now and to feel your heart and to feel your body and to feel what is inside right now, what is your truth? If I had a magic wand and your life was different, what would it be? Would you be starting over? Would you be, because here's the thing, sometimes couples need to go through a rupture in order to reawaken to who they really are. And sometimes they end up back together. I think of Kylie and Mark Groves, who we had on the podcast a couple of times. And I interviewed Kylie and Mark, I think it was maybe 2 years ago. It was a two-part episode, and they tell their love story. They just wrote a book called Liberated Love. So I haven't read it yet, but I'll make a plug for it right now. Their love story is so beautiful. They had a massive rupture. They were both clear that the way that their relational dynamics were playing out, they couldn't stay together. So they broke up for a year. They both went on their own sovereign solo journeys of reawakening. And Mark was already a teacher of love and relationships. But of course, this journey is never ending. And they were both accessing their new level of truth, their new level of self. And what happened was they came back together. They came back together, and now they have a baby, and they have the most beautiful relationship. And now their relationship is rooted in truth as opposed to patterns. So that's a possibility, right? And a huge piece of the willingness and courage to leave a relationship when you feel clear, right? When you feel that feeling inside that doesn't go away, that's your truth, right? That you keep trying to ignore, that your fear-based thoughts keep trying to mask. So maybe write out all your fear-based thoughts so you can see like all of the saboteur stories that are keeping you there. And underneath all the fear-based thoughts is a little girl who's worried that she's not worthy, or she's not lovable, or she's not good enough. So she doesn't want to go out there into the big world of the unknown, right? The fear of the unknown. I don't want to go out there. And so part of the practice of taking courageous steps in your life is actually learning how to trust that there is a divine intelligence to life, that there is something greater happening. And I have a lot of evidence to prove this to be true. This might be new for you, but there is two options in life. There is the scripted path, right? There is the path that we've been told we're supposed to have, what our life is supposed to look like, where we should be by what time, what our relationship status should be, what our Facebook profile and Instagram handle should look like. Like, we have the conditioned self that is putting on a show for everyone else, worried what everyone else will think, can't leave the relationship because my parents will be devastated because of the kids, because of this, because of that, usually the answers are all because of other people or because of fear of what it would be like to be alone. And when we make our choices rooted in fear, what happens? When we make our choices rooted in fear, we get more fear. And so this is a beautiful opportunity for you to actually make a choice rooted in truth. And it doesn't mean there's not going to be a little bit of fear around making that choice. Of course there is, because your mind is like, no, 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 don't follow truth. Remember when you were 4 years old and you got in trouble for following your truth? Like, don't follow your truth. Don't do the thing that actually feels pleasurable and feels aligned, because other people might judge you, because you might no longer fit in with your friend group, because you might no longer, have a partner ever again, or whatever the stories are. See all the stories surrounding your truth. And then when you practice making the decision from truth, trusting that life has you, that there is so much available to you, right? There's the scripted path, or there's this alternate reality that you can experience, that I have experienced for the last 17 years. And I get more and more devoted to the path of following the divine intelligence of life. And look where it has led me. I live in Greece. I live in Europe. I dreamed of living in Europe for like 15 years. I'm now living in Europe. I'm living in Greece, in one of the most beautiful places in the world, where people dream their whole life of coming here. I'm going to Paris for my birthday. I'm going to be on the Greek islands in a couple weeks for the immersion. I've got, trips to Kenya on the schedule for this year. I'm going to Spain for a month in June. I'm in a really beautiful, deep, ever-evolving relationship that's so incredibly intimate in every way. I have sisterhood and friendships that I've, beyond what I've ever experienced in my life, the most inspiring women. I'm meeting new women every day who are inspiring and expanding my dreams because of them, because of what they're up to, because of what they believe in. And I have this life that is so rich and so full that I feel so satiated inside of my own body. And the reason I have this life right now is because I have been so devoted to listening to that voice inside, to listening to that nagging truth that doesn't ever go away. It was so hard for me to leave my 7-year relationship, but when I did, I got to experience a new relationship with that person, right? He is now a dear friend, and I got to experience something totally new with him. And now it's opened me up to a whole new world. Life has so much in store for you. And I haven't just experienced this with myself, but every client I've worked with, every woman I've worked with over the years, like when she is so devoted to the path of following her own soul and listening to those nudges and no longer living a lie or making choices rooted in fear, the life that she gets on the other side of that is like unfathomable. So let yourself be excited for the rupture. Let yourself be excited for all the gifts that you'll be showered with when you have the courage to follow your heart, to lovingly set your partner free. If you are clear in your body, it's a no, and you have all these worries and fears about the other person, you can communicate this with so much reverence and love, and also trust life, trust the universe, trust that there is a divine orchestration, God, goddess, whoever you want to call it. There is an orchestration happening and you are supported and so are they, right? Whatever happens in our life is redirecting us. We constantly are trying to control our reality. We have so many fears of what might not happen, or so we try and control where things are going. And then we're constantly in this loop of feeling disappointed or feeling dissatisfied or unsatiated or discontent internally or depressed or anxious because we're trying to control where life is going out of fear that we're not going to end up anywhere amazing, right? But we end up selling our souls that way, right? We end up starving our souls by choosing that which is not aligned anymore, right? You're allowed to outgrow relationships. You're allowed to outgrow friendships. You're allowed to outgrow jobs. And I'm not saying, I hope you get the feeling from this episode and obviously from every episode that the story is to not leave to go find another relationship, right? Because then you're just trying to fill the void with another person. And wherever you go, there you are, you will recreate the same pattern. Even if this other person seems so amazing and you're like, I think they're more aligned. Oh my gosh, they have XYZ. It's still the wrong focus. Eventually, that will no longer sustain you. That will no longer satisfy you, or it will spark anxiety. This is your call to come home, right? This is your call to devote your life to yourself and then trust what the universe has in store. If you and your partner are meant to evolve separately and then come back together one day, you will. You don't have to control that. If you and your partner are meant to go on your own separate paths and then some new, totally new direction is what's meant for you, that's what will happen. But when you stop trying to control and live out that scripted life of what you think you're supposed to have or where you should be or who you should be, when you stop playing that role, trying to please everyone, trying to make sure everyone else is okay, and you get courageous, and you take risks and you follow your own heart, the reward on the other side is you get to live a life that's meant for you. And it will surprise you. It blows my mind how many women I've worked with who have completely different lives on the other side. You know, and women who were so worried they'd never get over their partner, ex-partner, or women who were so worried they'd never find their life's purpose, and you know, the stories are endless. But the life that is meant for you, including life purpose, including, you know, the most satiating love that you're meant to experience with this new iteration of yourself, friendships, life experiences, that life that is meant for you, you only get to experience that life when you make courageous choices and follow your heart, follow your truth, follow your aletheia is the name for truth in Greece. So, that's it. That's it. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. And if you don't have that clarity, then devote yourself to yourself right now. Because when you get out of your head and into your body and you spend way more time slowing down and really letting your body lead, she will communicate to you. The answers are inside. Your friends don't have the answers. YouTube doesn't have the answers. Google doesn't have the answers. I don't have the answer, but you do. There is a truth in your heart, and you know what is right for you. And your life is so precious. You don't know how much time you have left in this planet. My wish for you is that you really commit and devote yourself to living a life that's aligned with you, a life that feels good for you, that is nurturing for you. If you keep yourself in the waiting arena, you could be there a very long time. It's a very addictive place for the saboteur to hang out, right? Just in the, oh, one day, oh, well, I'll figure it out eventually. And you put it off and you put it off, but it's like nagging at your heart, pulling at your heartstrings. Come home and listen and trust yourself. And also, there's no rush. You don't have to rush yourself, but trust yourself. So again, I will mention that the reclamation community is an amazing place to be. So many women who've come on that journey with me have got clarity on, you know, once they really start devoting themselves to themselves, there has been clarity on whether a relationship is aligned or not. There has been clarity on, you know, whether a job is aligned or not, on everything, because you learn how to start to live from the truth of who you are. Inside of the reclamation, you get to know and you start to uncover all the aspects of your heroine, and you get to untether from your saboteur patterns running your life. And then the immersion, which is happening in Greece in 3 weeks. So if you're ready for a big change, you want to hop on a plane and come hang out with me in Greece. The immersion is the unlocking of the heroine and really becoming the woman who you were born to be. And women who are meant to come to the immersion, just know, I always like that's always the feedback. They just hear me say the word. They don't know what it is, but there is a call. So if you feel the call and you want to explore, I will link it below. You can reach out to me, send me a private message. I would love to connect with you and share more about that journey. But your life is precious. Your life is your own. You are not here to live anyone else's script, anyone else's idea. Everyone else who puts pressure on you in your life to live how they're living, they have their own life. You let them focus on their life and you focus on yours, including your partner. Right now. So I hope this episode was nourishing for your heart, and trust and surrender. The clarity will come the more focus you put on your own heart, your own body, your own life, and feeding your own soul, listening to your heart, and the clarity will come. And then it's just about having the courage to complete a relationship with love, and to do so differently, where it's just the completion. Right? This relationship served its purpose. Every relationship does. Maybe you won't get the lessons till later, but you will eventually. Every relationship serves a purpose in your evolution, and not every relationship is meant to last forever. In fact, a lot of them aren't. So are you forcing yourself to stay in something that is actually no longer aligned for you? Are you hurting yourself and abandoning yourself to not hurt other people? Trust me, that's not helping anyone. So I hope this episode is supportive. Share it with a sister you know in need, a sister who's sitting on the fence. Should I stay or should I go? And stuck in that conversation. I love you, and we will see you next week.
Hi, it's Kate. Thanks so much for listening to the New Truth Podcast. For more of Catherine and I, come hang out with us in the New Truth Movement Facebook group. We are in there. That's where we're sharing all about our programs and our free workshops that we do. You can come join us there and ask as many questions as you want about the podcast episodes, about dating, relationships, any struggles you're having out there. We would love to support you. So come hang out with us in the New Truth Movement Facebook group, and we will see you soon.